Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog Radio Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and I thank you so much for joining me tonight. Before we begin, I really, really want to say thank you so much to Wesley Ure from Land of the Lost for hanging out with me on Saturday night. How cool was that? One of the TV shows I grew up watching, and I'm talking to the star of the show. I mean, just cool. Anyway, but what a great guy. And if you're going to Chiller this weekend, you'll see him. Chiller is in New Jersey. I think it's in Parsippany. I'm not sure. Just go to chiller.com, and you can see that all your favorite celebrities will be there. And you can go and hang out and meet them and get your autographed photos, whatever. So thank you so much to Wesley Ure again. Thank you. But tonight I'm excited because I met this gentleman at the 90s dance party over at NJ Pack. Not only we didn't meet there. We met beforehand. But he is the one who put it together, and it was a great show. So we have with us tonight Deuce Martinez, musician, DJ, producer, promoter, the CEO of D Wild Music. And my God, he's doing everything under the sun. So welcome to the show, Deuce Martinez, everybody. Deuce, how are you, honey?
Hey, Duran, what's up?
What's
How's everybody
chicken?
Doing? I'm good.
Good,
yeah, I'm ready to rock.
Yeah, you're always going. You're always ready to rock. Know what I love about you, too? You're a Jersey boy.
Hey, Jersey's where I'm at. Newark, the bricks, they call.
That's right. You know, and you went to, I know you said you went to Barringer, right? I know Barringer. Mm-hmm. I think my sisters and my brothers went to Barringer because we grew up in Newark.
Yeah,
so,
I graduated in 85.
Oh, you didn't know my sisters and brothers then, no.
No, definitely not. Probably not. But, you know, I'm originally from New York City. I was born and raised in Spanish Harlem. In the East Side, and you know, moved to Jersey, and then that's it. This is what I rep. I rep Newark, New Jersey is where I am, and this is where I'm going to be till the end.
Nice, nice. Well, Deuce, I mean, okay, you're in school in Newark, and what happened that you got into music? Was it just the craze of hip hop at the time? You know, when everybody was doing break dancing. I mean, what was it? Tell me all about it.
Okay. Well, you know, from living in New York City, I was always into the music industry. My dad, you know, he had a Latin band. So in his band, I was the percussionist. You know, I was just little young kid playing the maracas and all the little knickknacks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Then got into roller skating. I used to dance on skates. Mm. And then from skates, I became a break dancer with dynamic rockers, dynamic breakers. So from the breaking era, you know, I traveled, you know, the world. I did the first ever 36 city tour, hip hop tour, as a breakdancer with Run DMC, Houdini, LL Cool J, Grandmaster Flash, Curtis Blow, Fat Boys, and the list goes on and on and on. And then from that point on, I always into music. And I started doing the mixtapes for the breakdancers, for my crew.
Yeah.
And that's how I got into the music. Yeah.
Right.
So after doing the DJ work, I started producing records, you know? So it's long story.
Yeah. Great times too. The music at the time was just fantastic. you know.
Absolutely.
Speaking of the 90s party that you put together, I mean, what a roster, man. We had Robinette, we had Lizette Melendez, we had, you tell them, I can't remember the list, it was so long.
Oh, my God. So we had, let's start from the beginning, we had Marsha Jefferson,
yes.
We had CeCe Rogers, we had Strafe, Black Sheep,
yep.
Keith Thompson, CeCe Peniston, Robin S.,
yep.
Lisette Melendez, George Lamont, Brenda K. Starr, Nardo Ranks. I know I'm missing a few, but I had a whole 90s vibe of artists. And these, you know, I'm a DJ as well. I'm a DJ, producer, music engineer. I'm like a person that has so many hats. You know, not only a promoter, not only a DJ, producer, engineer, but I do it all. And
right.
As a DJ, every time I play at these lounges or clubs, I play these records, and everybody screams when they hear these favorite records. Oh, my God, you got to show me love. That
yeah.
I love music.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? I want to bring that to the stage.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dream I always had to do something like this on stage. And,
right.
You know, I have a good friend that works with NJ Pac by the name of Herbie.
Uh-huh.
And he said, look, I got the perfect person. I want you, I'm going to introduce you to the person who runs it. And here it is. So he introduced me. He gave me a shot. And there it is. It was just an amazing event. You know, it was a little stress because it's my first one that I've ever done.
Right.
You know,
It was stressful for you. Everybody else had a great time.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm an entertainer first. You know,
right.
Like I said, I traveled, you know, the world as a breakdancer. I did movies. I did videos. If you remember The Freaks Come Out at Night by Houdini.
Yep.
I'm in that video.
Freaks Come Out at Night.
Yeah, I'm the guy at night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm the guy with the blue sheepskin coat coming out the bus with Jermaine Dupri.
Oh,
you know,
no.
So that's how far I go back. Yeah, when you take a look at it, you're going to be
like,
oh, my God, he has hair. He has hair.
Well, you actually did at the show. You actually did get out there and do some moves. So, you know, you still got it.
Listen, at 55, I'm like, you know what, why not? Let me do it. Eh.
And you did.
You know, listen.
And you did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're
Now, I know we spoke after that show, and I had to compliment the DJ you had. She was so good. What was her name again?
Her name is Millie Mills. She's actually my partner. We do a lot of parties together. We do weddings, 16s. You know, it's like a Bonnie and Clyde type of relationship with her and I. You know, we complement each other. She's a female version of me. When I started my radio station, D Wild Music Radio,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
I was looking for DJs, and someone came up to me and said, hey, look, I know this female. She's pretty good. I said, yeah, okay, let me hear her. I was blown away when I first heard her. I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's just amazing.
Yeah,
she's playing hip-hop. She's playing,
mm-hmm.
she's just a great person. She's, like I said, she's another Deuce Martinez. That's who she is. She's just a great person. She's lovable. She's loving. And, you know, she's just that person. And I made her
you
my
found
partner.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You found your female clone, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, she's crazy like me, too. Absolutely crazy.
Right. Well, speaking of D-Wild Music, tell everybody about that. I mean, for those who don't know about it, it's a radio station, and then tell us about that for those who don't know.
Yeah. So I, you know, I go by the name of Deuce Martinez, and my production
right.
name is Deuces Wild.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I got together with a couple friend of mine, and we decided just to do an internet show. Just before I did that internet show, I used to do another show called AxiomOnline.tv. It was
mm-hmm.
the same concept as everybody's doing now. People doing all this on Twitch, you know, SoundCloud or whatever they're doing. I did this 20 years ago. So we
right.
got together. I said, you know what? I want to do something different. Let's bring that back. And I came up, you know, we came up with the name D Wild.
Mm.
My partners were, of course, my wife, Gladys, Misu, Adam Cruz, which is one of my partners, or was
mm-hmm.
my partners, Ralphie Boy, which we used to do a lot of stuff with Louis Vega. And, you know, then we just came up with the name. Boom. Then here it is, a new start of something new. And it was so good that it just became the station to listen to. Right now, we got over 2.7 million people that came in to listen to the station so far.
Nice.
You know what I mean? So
nice.
We got a lot of, you know, the name is known all over the world right now. We have DJs from Italy, DJs from Switzerland, from Atlanta, from North Carolina, from New York, from Jersey.
Cool.
So, you know, and they're all live DJs as well. Over 40 DJs on the station.
And I guess you could hear it anywhere online, right? Just go to
DWILMusicRadio.
Right?
DWILMusicRadio.com. Absolutely.
There you go.
DWILMusicRadio.com. Just log in and listen to the DJs. You know, we have a chat room if you want to go into the chat room. There's a whole lot of shenanigans that happens in the chat room. And I can tell you, once you enter the chat room, it's like you cannot leave. You won't be able to get work done because there's just so much going on. You know,
crack
jokes.
Not
you
good
know,
for
it's
me.
Just an amazing. No,
I'll
listen, you
lost.
Won't get anything done. Trust me.
Exactly. Listen, I'll get lost.
Yeah, even myself. Like I told my guys, listen, I'm not going to the chat room. I'll go in and say hello to everybody, and I say, God bless you, good night. That's it.
See ya.
But, you know, it's just a lot of work, but it's just an amazing station. I got to thank all my DJs, especially my team, which is Martin G, Dennis Gregory, Delia, Millie Mills, and New York Latina. That's the team that I chose to help with the station. They all work hard at pushing the station and doing what they do. So God bless them for being a part of the station, you know?
Nice. And you always put shows on. So now we have any shows coming up, any live shows with the, like we did the 90s show?
We're working on a freestyle, actually a freestyle concert at NJ Pack. You know, working all freestyle. You know, right now the summer's here, near. So there's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of our artists have already been booked. So we're looking towards the end of the year, maybe September, October, to do another concert at NJ Pack. You know what I mean? So,
I got to go to that one, freestyle. I love freestyle.
Right. It's going to be all freestyle.
Who's on the bill so far? Or can you name
a few? Well, right now, we think of the same, like George Lamont, Lissette Melendez, Sapphire, you know, just to name a few. You know, Coro, TKA will be a part of the concert. So, you know, it's just so many, you know, just to name a few right now. And, I'm partnering up with Sal Abatello of Fever Records.
Very
good. So, he's a friend of mine. And, you know, true story. So I did this show called, back in the 80s, we did something called the Big Break Dance Contest that was held at the Roxy's. I don't know if you remember this.
Yeah, way back in that day.
So we won that. We won the contest. My crew won it. And we went to Italy on a tour. We did B Street, the movie B Street. We had a little section. But the judge, one of the judges was Sal Abatello. So about 35 years later, him and I connected. And when I mentioned that, he said, oh, my God, I remember you. You were just a little piece of shit.
Now I'm just a big piece of shit.
I'm still a little big piece of shit. That's what you know what I mean? Hey, you little shit, come here. But I'm older. Oh. That's what it is. You know?
Oh, that's cool that you guys reconnected.
Yeah, we're great friends. You know, we work a lot. We work well together. We do boat rides in New York City, freestyle boat rides.
Mm-hmm.
We do concerts, you know. So there's a lot of stuff going on for me this summer, you know.
Very cool.
A lot of stuff going on.
Nice. Well, I'm happy for you. It sounds great.
Thank
you. I'm so glad you could hang out with me tonight. I know you're busy now. We're going to play a song tonight, Just As Long. Give us a little background on Just As Long. I love the track.
Oh, thank you so much. So Just As Long is an old record that came out in the 70s. And it was one of my favorite records of all that I remember. You know what I mean? And this is kind of like almost like a disco dance record. So I ended up redoing the record that came. And once I did it, it was so great. A good friend of mine by the name of Lou Gorbia was doing a boat ride with Louis Vega. So then he played the song while, you know, while the crowd was going, you know, while he was doing his set. And the crowd went crazy. Louis Vega heard it. He said, "Who did that?" He said, "Yeah, that little guy over there."
That little guy.
That's it. But Louis Vega's little too. Wait a minute. You know? He's little too. Wait a minute. A little, you know. So he fell in love with the record. He said, "Deuce, you know, let's talk." Yada yada yada. Next thing I know, he put the record out, and that record was so good that it became a mega big record for me. You know.
Nice.
And here I am today doing a lot of other stuff. So that record, just as long, is one of the biggest, besides the Kenny Bobian record I produced called "I Shall Not Be Moved," gospel record. So those two records are two of my biggest records.
Go ahead.
Well, just as long is out on Little Louis Vega's label, Vega Records. Just so they can
nice. Nice. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I had a stupid question. So nowadays I'm not clubbing. So where can people hear good hip hop R&B at a club nowadays and go and dance their ass off these days? Can they? Is there places anymore?
Yeah, there's many places. You know, you got, if you're in Jersey, you can go to like Lit 22 in Newark. Or you go
to
Lit 22 on McCarter Highway.
Yep,
or you can go to, I forgot the name of the club, but in Elizabeth, there's a whole bunch of clubs in Elizabeth to listen to that stuff. In New York City. I mean, you just got to really Google good places, you know, and wherever you want to hear. But, yeah, you can hear that stuff everywhere at this point.
Yeah.
You know, but dance music and house music, stuff that I play.
Yeah.
You know, you can find different DJs playing at different locations. Like my DJs, me, I play a lot in Brooklyn. I have my own spot here in Newark that I do, especially the summer outdoor events that I'm doing as well.
Yeah. Yeah, because, man, what a great time, you know, that we used to have. Mm-hmm. What a great time.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, listen, you know, club bags in the days were so pure. You know, you used to go to 1018 or the Funhouse or the Roxy's or Palladium or you used to go to the Octagon, the Tunnel, you know, all these other clubs was great back in the days. You know, you don't get that anymore. You know,
The best part was being on top of each other, not knowing each other, and everybody got along just fine.
And got along, and everybody danced.
And
today is so different. Today's so different. Yep. Everybody just want to stand and listen. I don't get it. But you know, hey, that's the new age, right?
Right.
You know,
what are you gonna do?
We're old school.
I know.
We're old school.
Exactly.
I still be sweating my behind off on the dance floor.
Speaking of sweat, I mean, if you guys want to work out to this song, it's 6 minutes. So I wanted to pick a couple other tunes, but they, you know, they're mixes. They're long, and unfortunately our platform doesn't allow me to play them. I wish I could because I love them all. But if you guys want a little workout right now, listen in and turn it up, jack it up. This is just as long, guys.
Right.
Enjoy.
And
listen up, dude.
And check this
we're
going
to play it.
Yeah,
yep,
and,
listen.
Yeah, wait a minute. And just before play,
hang on.
Hold on.
It's okay. Hang on.
It's okay. You can let it play. I was just going to say that the horn section, if y'all remember the Sugar Hill label, they did Hip Hop to the Hibbit, Hip Hop, You Don't Stop. They did that whole, those are the guys who are playing the horns on this song.
Oh, cool.
And those are the same guys that does everything for Alicia Keys.
Nice. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Let's play it.
Okay, let's do it.
Crank it up. Let's go. Just as long. Woo. We'll That was great. It just took me back, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, these records are mixed, like, for DJ purposes.
Yeah,
long
course.
Intro, long outros,
yeah.
That type of stuff, man. But it was a great record. Louis Vega put it out, and it just became a very big popular record for me.
Yeah.
And it's so great that I actually got a lot of gigs from this record. I was able to travel to Italy, Switzerland, Germany,
nice.
London, Ibiza, Greece. So it's a good record, still a good record.
Well, you are always working and so busy on other things. How much time are you allowed to work on doing new tracks? Or do you really don't have time to focus on making new tracks these days?
Well,
I mean, obviously,
well,
when
right,
you're playing out, when you're playing out, you make mixes, you know.
Well, as for production, I put it on pause to the end of this year. Next year, I'm going back into the studio to work on a lot of records. I don't only do house music. I also do jazz records.
Yeah,
I produced a label, a group by the call. The name of the group was called the Holland Tunnel Project. It's myself, my partner Harold Martin, Jeff Chambers, and Trouble Jones. We did an album called What Hip Hop Left Behind. You can go to YouTube, and it's all acid jazz. It's like hip-hop jazz records.
Nice.
And
yeah, I know you do everything,
only do,
yeah.
Yeah, I produce hip-hop. I produce R&B. I did records with Lauryn Hill. I've done records with Mary J. Blige, produced the R&B records. I've done salsa records. I've done reggaeton records. I produce a little bit of everything.
Yeah,
That's what I've been doing for many years. I've been doing music. I've been in the entertainment since I was 14 years old.
Right, right. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
I mean, with everything you've got going on, I'm just wondering how you find time to do new tracks. So yeah, if you're putting it off for a year, yeah, I could see that.
Yes. So right now my concentration is doing festivals, doing concerts.
Right.
And that's what I'm catering to right now. As far as for the production, like I said, beginning of the year is when I'm going back into the studio and just focus on doing a lot of records.
Nice. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing them. And please, if you have anything new or anything you want to talk about or promote, let me know, hon. Come back. Just shoot me an email or call me, whatever.
I definitely will. You know, I just want to say thank you for having me on the station and interviewing me. And, you know,
yeah.
Like I said, the thing with the 90s was something new for me, and it was so successful that NJ Pac wants me to do another one. And I
Great.
Just can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. I don't know what I'm going to wear. Sometimes I get a little crazy, and I wear outfits. You know, I wear crazy outfits, so yeah. Yeah.
Who was the tall black guy who changed his suit a couple times? Who is that? He's got some moves on him. He's got some rhythm.
Yeah. Well, he's part of my group as well, Dynamic Rock Breakers, actually, Rockers Breakers. His name is Spider. If you ever look up Dynamic Breakers, there's five members. It's myself, Deuce Martinez, Spider, Airborne, Kano, and Flip. He's Spider. He's into the entertainment business. He has his own DJ company. He does, you know, bar mitzvahs. He's into the entertainment industry. So, you know, we got together and why not have someone that I can trust and that I know. We used to do shows together. We were touring together. And, you know, him and I compliment each other on that stage.
Right.
And it was just an amazing. It was, you know, and to tell you the truth, We didn't rehearse anything. This is all just straight up, you know? I mean, listen, when you have a person you know for many years, anything goes, and nothing's going to go wrong because we feed off of each other, and this is what dynamic is, you know?
Right.
It was great, and, you know? And so people that weren't there, I had the new members of Dynamic Rockers breakdance at the beginning of the show, you know what I mean? So still incorporated the group that I came up with, which is Dynamic Rockers.
Yeah, and the kids that you had come out were good too, and they were local, local kids, so they were really
good. they were from New York, Queens, you know, the Bronx, Brooklyn, you know. So those kids were amazing, and again, I've never seen them break dance. That's the crazy thing. You know, I knew the main break dancer, which was Kid Glide, which is, again, his father was part of Dynamic Rockers, and he became the new generation. And I trust Dynamic. That's my crew. So I knew that they were going to do a great job.
Right. Well, they did. They did the whole night. It was just a night of love and just music brings love, and, you know, to me, and everybody was just having a wonderful time. And so, Deuce, where can folks go to see your upcoming any upcoming shows, the freestyle show that's coming up in September? Where can they go to find out any schedule or anything like that?
You can go to all my social media platforms. I'm on all social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Twitch, Facebook, Tumblr, Deuce Martinez, which is D-U-C-E Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z on all social media platforms. Or just go to www.dwildmusicradio.com.
Everything
that's right. Everything is there, you know. Or go to my link tree, Deuce Martinez, D-Wild
there
Music
go.
Radio.
Nice.
Yeah,
yeah, I just want everybody to know. Yeah, I just want everybody to know to go there so they, if they want to see these any upcoming shows, because the 90s party was great. So. Me personally, I love shows like that because I love a compilation group of artists, because as a viewer or somebody who's there watching, I mean, you get your money's worth. You see that show. I mean, what'd you have, 15 artists? Was it
13.
Yeah.
I had Marshall Jefferson as well. That's the guy who sings, "Gotta have house music all night long."
He
performed. The guy who sings, "Follow me, follow me."
Mm-hmm.
He
you know what
was
I
there.
Love?
Well,
I love when she came on it. They call me Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
I love when she came
Ooh,
out. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting her. I can't think of her name off the top of my head, but I wasn't expecting
Brenda.
Her. Brenda, I was not expecting
right.
her to come on.
Yeah. She did it. She did an amazing job. I mean, you know what? All the artists, George Lamont, I mean, they all did a phenomenal job. And I want to take this whole show on the road if God permits. You know what I mean? So
a
show like
idea.
This is so different. Yeah, I mean, listen, the show is different, you know. You either have one genre of everything. You're either going to do Latin, or you're going to do pop, or you're going to do hip-hop. Or you're going to do R&B. You know, this show was a combination of many artists and different genres that a lot of people may not understand, you know. So, you know, I, again, it was such a great show that, you know, and Pac said, "Look, I want to do another one. Let's do it." You know,
excellent.
So, yeah, definitely want to take this on the road for sure. And, you
excellent.
Know, and I also want to give a quick shout out. Where is this? Give me one second. There's a new restaurant being opened here in Newark, right across the street from NJ Pack, and it's 2 Center Street. It's called Swahili Village. This place is amazing. When you come here, as African, South African, listen, this place is amazing. Wait till you taste the food in this place. So, you know, I want to give them a shout out. Because I'm here right now, having a meeting with them actually, and I do everything, right? I'm having a meeting and I'm doing a radio interview. Look at this,
right?
You know what I mean? So I'm knocking 2 birds with 1 stone. So I just want to give them a shout out. Make sure you guys come out to Swahili Village Restaurant, 2 Center Street in Newark, New Jersey. Make sure you come out. You know, it's just gonna be an amazing. A place to come in and bring your family to eat. The music is great. They got Afro beats. The energy in this place is amazing. You know, as soon as you walk in, you're gonna feel such great energy. So Swahili Village, 2 Center Street. Make sure you look them up and come out here and support. You know, this is a new restaurant in Newark, and I think that everyone is gonna have gonna love the place and the food.
Yeah, especially if you're going to see an event at NJ Pack or Prudential Center or something, go hang out there, have a bite, and then head out to your show.
Yes, exactly. And again, Follow me, Deuce Martinez, on all social media platforms. And, you know, shoot me an email, Deuce Martinez, or deuceswild2@gmail.com. DUCEISWILD, the number 2, at gmail.com. Shoot me an email if you want to know some more stuff about me. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yep. You hear him, guys? You hear what he said? Listen. Do it. Do it. Now, Deuce, man.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm so glad that we hooked up, and, you know, you're literally 5, 10, 15 minutes from my house. We got to get together maybe in the summer or something and, you know, hang out.
Let's definitely do it. I'm all for it. I love people, and I love to hang out with
me
people.
Too.
And you know, it's just great energy together, always works.
I'm right. You got it. Well, everybody, thank you so much, Deuce.
You're
Martinez,
welcome.
Go listen to GWildMusicRadio.com for all different styles of R&B, hip-hop. If you love it, you're going to love it even more. The DJs are fabulous, and Millie Mills was phenomenal.
Right.
Phenomenal. And I'm telling you, she was great. I loved what she was doing, and the show itself was great. The show itself was great. And then, again, go to the sites to and his information online to see when the house show is coming in September, because that's going to be good, too. Oh, God, that's
yeah,
going to be great.
And nice. Again, you know, I have a lot of events. I got a lot of festivals coming up. Just go to DWildMusicRadio.com. You get the festivals. You get the concerts. You get all the gigs that I'm doing throughout the city, Latin festivals. House festivals, R&B festivals, and of course freestyle festivals as well. So,
right. Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny. Every time you say house, all that comes to my mind is house music all night long.
All night long. Yeah. Exactly.
I just love this stuff. I love this stuff. It's been so long since I've listened to the good stuff, you know? But anyway.
Yeah, awesome.
All right. Deuce, thank you so much. Enjoy the Swahili's there and have a good time. And, again, come back anytime. You got my number.
You have it. Thank you, Joanne, and the whole staff there. Thank you for having me. Thank you again. God bless you. And, again, put God first wherever you go.
There you go. Thank you, sir.
Right.
Take care, Deuce.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Everybody, Deuce
okay,
Martinez.
You're welcome.
Talk
All
soon,
right.
honey. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh boy, Deuce is such a nice guy. We after the show at NJPAC, you know, go check out their site njpac.org. They've got some great stuff going on there. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but they've got some great stuff going on there. And I actually have to send an email. It's been a while. I've been so overwhelmed with the other stuff that I drift off and go different places. And you know, been direct like Deuce. He's doing a million things, you know. So, but anyway, what a nice guy too. And, when we were talking, when he told me he went to Barringer and he's from Newark, I'm like, oh my God. I said, I grew up there. Well, I didn't grow up there. My brothers and sisters did. We moved when I was 5. So, but my brothers and sisters who are much older than I am, they went to all the schools over there, Eastside, Barringer, and, you know, not great schools. I mean, I don't want to say they were bad schools, but I mean, you know, it's just a very popular school. Put it that way. That's what I meant to say. They were popular schools at that time. And I don't know what's going on over there now. But so this week on the 28th, speaking of restaurants, one of our sponsors, River and Henley in New Milford, is having their grand opening. And let me get in there for the flyer because you know me. I will butcher it. Because I don't have it in front of me, so I know I will butcher it. Hang on one second. Somebody interrupted my going into here. Hang on. Bear with me. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Here we go. All right. I announced it, I think, last show, too. River and Henley is at 704 River Road in New Milford, New Jersey, tomorrow night, Thursday, April 28th. The fun and festivities starts at 4 p.m., and they're going to be doing a happy hour and passing around complimentary food, I guess hors d'oeuvres, from 4 to 6 p.m., and then they have a ribbon-cutting ceremony with the mayor, Mayor Petrino, at 6:30 p.m., And then live music by Hudson Heights Entertainment at 9 p.m. Eastern. There's raffles and prizes. And just a great time. Just a great time. So check it out. That's River and Henley at in New Milford, New Jersey. And I guess you just go to riverandhenley.com if you want more information. I don't have the actual website, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. So anyway, yeah, go for, check out the grand opening and have fun. Enjoy yourselves. And this is who we got coming up. Who we got? I know my buddy Mike, right? Yeah. Friday night, the 29th at 9 p.m. Eastern, Mike Skill from the Romantics will be joining us, and he's got a new song out. He was just here in New York. They were playing a gig on the 23rd, I think it was. Yeah, the 23rd. They did a gig in New York, and I was actually trying to hook him up with River and Henley, and they had to head back to L.A., so who knows, maybe another time. I don't know. Yeah, but and then May... I should have everything together soon in May. It's just been a little nuts. So I try not to book any shows the last week and first week of the month because it's just too much for me. So I have to focus on other things. So pardon me, you know, but I love what he said, though. I want to say thank you to the staff here. You're talking to the staff. I'm the staff. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed hanging out with Deuce. I did. He's a nice guy, and he's been doing this since he was 14, and he's going to continue to do it. And here he's saying, oh, I'm 55. Yeah, well, that's nothing. 55 is nothing. You got a long way to go. You're at the first half. So what do we got? Today's Wednesday. What should we close out with? What should we close out with tonight since we had a little club and stuff. I got anything here on here that's already set. Oh, let's do Show Me Love. Robin S., who was at the 90s dance party at NJ Pack, and she was also on the Applause Radio Show. So have a great night, guys. We'll see you on the 29th. I looked at the date. I've got nothing going on for the weekend, so I'm thinking maybe I should do music mashup night because I didn't do one for March. So, but anyway, the 29th, Mike Skill from the Romantics will be back, but I'm deciding now. I thought I had something to do over the weekend, but it fell through. I was scheduled for something and it didn't happen. So maybe I'll do that on the weekend. I don't know. We'll see. I'm trying to rest a little bit, but, no rest for the weary, right? So Deuce Martinez, go to dwildmusicradio.com. If you love house, you love R&B, you love club, the dance, he's into everything. So, but yeah, dwildmusicradio.com. And you can find out also, like he said, for upcoming events that he does. And the freestyle show in September sounds really good. So maybe we'll have Deuce back. All right, guys, have a good night. This is Robin S. Take care. Bye-bye.